give it keeps on raining.
If it keeps on raining,
love is gonna rain.
Going down.
If it keeps on raining, love is going to break.
When the levee breaks.
When the levee breaks, have no place to stay.
I want to play part of a John Bound report dealing with Mayor Fry of Minnesota, and then I'm going to record order with a bunch of clips and news finishing up with Minnesota, the attempts at civil war. And I apologize, listeners, going into the whole my rights being violated, privacy earlier, but that's all a true story. It just shows, like, how sick these people are. They're tracking ICE with license plate cameras, but won't do it for child molesters and murderers. It's next level. And then they've been up my ass with all their surveillance and everything and stealing all my stuff. And Jack Smith gets my phone illegally. And then the best they got is the Southern Poverty Law Center. See, we got a picture of a black dude's wiener on Jones's website. It's like they don't even care. It's lie upon lie upon lie. I'm sorry. I'm going to move away from that. I'm just illustrating this because it's all true. Let's go to part of Balance Report. I'll come up with this.
Don't be engulfed by the smokescreen of the ongoing ICE raids and the anti-ICE protests.
This is not just about resistance here in Minneapolis. It's about love. So you've got people uniting and coming together in this beautiful way.
After the shooting of Renee Good, the coverage of ICE on CBS, NBC, and ABC was 93% negative. 93% negative is not journalism. It's tribalism.
Let's keep our eye on the ball.
How high up do you think the message went that there was fraud? Do you think it made its way to the governor's office?
I struggle to believe it didn't. I have to believe that the governor's office and Keith Ellison's office were aware of this. They've said they were involved in helping the FBI. They've said they were made aware.
Mr. Dexter, could have something been done about this earlier?
Yes. As I stated in my opening testimony, in the years that I worked there, we identified how fraud was occurring, the loopholes that existed, and we...
What were some of the warning signs, Mr. Dexter?
Well, the fact that part of our job was to go and collect attendance records. We would find attendance records that were either incomplete, non-existent.
But I can't understate it how frustrated Minnesotans are right now with the level of fraud and the lack of accountability. Assistant Commissioner Moore said that through the SWIFT system, through your accounting system, you know who you're paying. You know the people who you are sending money to. You know their name, you know their business. Frankly, you probably know who they're connected to. And through the tools across state agencies and across all of the executive branch, from business registrations to what they have to file with the Attorney General's office, all of those tools exist. So why are payments continuing to people who have been convicted of fraud?
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry's inner circle has been riddled with explosive ties to one of the biggest fraud heists in American history, the $250 million Feeding Our Future scam.
The brazen scheme of staggering proportions.
The largest pandemic fraud in the United States.
The subjects in this case weren't interested in feeding our future. They were interested in feeding their own gluttony.
We have new details on a jury tampering scheme at the center of a major fraud case. Federal prosecutors indicted five people for their roles in offering a juror $120,000 for a not guilty verdict in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. The U.S. attorney says the group targeted juror 52 because she was the youngest juror and appeared to be the only juror of color.
Three of Fry's own appointees got nailed. Former senior policy aide Abdi Nur Salah pleaded guilty to wire fraud. Shamarke Issa, twice handpicked to chair the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, copped to wire fraud and restitution in the millions. Abdik Kadir Inanche Muhammad, tapped for Fry's community safety work group, faced indictments in the same rotten scheme. Add in campaign max donations from at least eight indicted players.
All right, the full report is at InfoWars.com and on X-Relog Shows. We'll be right back with massive news. Stay with us.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
When I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. Oh, the past is gone. It went by.
It went by like
dust to dawn. Isn't that the way?
I love freedom and justice, and I hate tyrants. And I know you do as well, so we have a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a kinship that's eternal. Well, the viewers and listeners to know, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Every time you call in to thank me, I say, don't thank me. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for spreading the word. I want to thank you for supporting us, because I want to fight these people. I'm a fighter just like you. And I can't do it without you. We have changed the world together. This is real. And I salute you. All right, let's move quickly because I've just scratched the surface here tonight. When I saw this guy a few weeks ago, there's tons of videos of him. He says who his real name is. He's public. He's in Minnesota. Calling for killing ICE, calling for getting guns and raising money for it. It all goes back to the DOJ. What are you doing? This isn't legal speech. And I said, that guy, I bet, is Trantifa about 2 weeks ago. We'll find the club. And turns out he is Trantifa. He lives a double life as a woman. Now, I'm not mad at him because he does that. I don't hate him. It's not so cool. I just can't handle it. And I'm, you know, whatever. Or I'm whatever. No. It's that he's basically a theater kid. And he's out there trying to get other people to go out and kill ICE agents. He's not going to do it. And he's in all these videos this week, and I saw at least seven of them. I live four blocks from where this is. Get your guns. Let's go down there and let's take them out. And then now the video's released. He's a drag queen storytime guy. Of course he is. So by night, he's dressed as a woman, out doing God knows what. But by day, he's in camo with body armor, saying, let's come on, people, get your guns, let's go. Let's go, let's go. A little less talk, a little more action. Get your coat and let's start walking. And sure as hell, he's another candy ass who's getting a bunch of innocent people killed. So let's play a few clips of his recent statements and out in the crowds, and then let's go to his real identity and the great time he has dressed up like a woman out there partying. Here we go.
I do this all year, all the time. I'm out and about like this because I do it for me. I'm a dude all day long. And then at least a few times every week, I like to get real clean and pretty and go out and shoot pool or get dinner, right? But I don't need a fucking celebrate. I don't need to be groped and harassed and fat catcalled and treated like a piece of meat by a bunch of fucking women who fucking give me side eyes in public when I do this.
Jimmy, if you call people to go out there with their guns and start shooting people, it's a total lunatic. Trandiva.
My name is Kyle. I'm Antifa, and there's so much rage in me that I've had to record this like 15 times trying to get the message out. Okay, go watch my other videos. It doesn't matter if you're not here and you're not caught up. You missed the fight. But if you are, it's time to suit up. Boots on the ground. Nicollet 26th. My house is four blocks away. Anywhere between Franklin and Nicollet and 26th and Nicollet. Show up. Ready to go. Okay? Not talking about peaceful protests anymore. We're not talking about having polite conversations anymore. I am talking specifically to my followers. This is everything I talked about, and this is exactly what I said was going to happen. This is exactly what I said was going to come when we didn't go and march on Whipple with guns. Sorry, but welcome to America 2026, where Second Amendment is the only thing that's going to keep you protected from literal Nazi gunmen that are killing innocent people in the street with impunity. This is not a joke. There's nothing fun to chant about it. Get your fucking guns and stop these people.
So, I can play hours of this. The point is that they're escalating the crisis. You have feds out with warrants and court orders getting serious criminals. They go attack them. I'm surprised only two people are dead. And look at the lunatic that's running it. He's very popular, raises all this money, hundreds of thousands of dollars every week. God knows what this person's up to. He's not going to go get killed. He'll get you killed, though. Always the same people, folks. Absolute chameleon, total lunatic. Now, I'd already heard about this a few weeks ago and knew there was investigations going on. But whether you're in Minneapolis, their main capital of Little Somalia, or whether you're in Washington State in Seattle, or whether the different cities in Ohio, everyone notices that you never see a Somali die in the hospital and that you don't have ambulance calls. And that's because this is a tribe of rulers of the Somalis, slavers, pirates, that obviously know, no, you don't do that. Because when somebody dies in the family or they kill them, they get their benefits forever. So the depth of this and what's going to start coming out is insane. Here's an investigator. Wait until you hear this. The fraud is way bigger than your mind can comprehend, and it's sick. Here's a clip.
Have you ever looked at cardiac arrests involving Somalis? It's like, I kind of grokked what she was getting to, and I was like, you mean like, are Somalis dying of natural causes and being reported? And she was like, yeah. She was like, I was talking with Minneapolis police officers, and none of them ever remember responding to a cardiac arrest, aneurysm, stroke of a older Somali person. You know, just looking at the actuarial tables, you would think 100,000 people out there, the odds say that some of them are going to have heart attacks, they're going to die, and then the police or the emergency services are going to be called to respond. None of the police officers ever remember going to a Somali DOA. And so I go to some of my sources in the Lewiston Police Department and ask, do you remember ever responding to Somali DOA's cardiac events? They start laughing. Like, you know, We were just talking about this at the station, and no one really remembers responding to Somali DOAs. So what's happening? You know, based on that sample, you know, it's not totally scientific, but we know there's some natural deaths happening from medical events within the Somali community that are not being reported to the state, to the medical authorities, to EMS. Now, why is that? So what happens if grandma's got subsidized senior housing and EBT card and Medicaid benefits, and you report that she's passed away? Okay, so those benefits get shut off. Everybody can understand. Yeah, you just keep the benefits going. This is how you end up with Social Security, or more so the EBT cards, benefits going to dead people. But what are they doing with the bodies?
That's what I was going to ask.
What are they doing with the bodies?
Well,
I don't know.
Interesting when they find that.
Now you pull the numbers up that Doge found. They've been double confirmed. There were over 300,000 people above the age of 95 on Social Security. They did the numbers. Maybe 5,000 were actually alive. They had tens of thousands above 100, and they had thousands above 115. 115 years old. They started spot checking. Most of them have been dead for decades. It's not just Somalis. It's unlimited, folks. And it's scaled up. You're like, well, that'll bankrupt the country. The Democrats, the globalists call it Cloward and Piven. Same thing in Europe. Bankrupt the society while they steal it, collapse it. Say capitalism failed. The Democrats of the 70s adopted Cloward and Piven as their official policy. Look it up. Then you got all this Jussie Smollett. I've seen not just this poor woman, but hundreds of these people. Oh, God, ICE beat me up today. This and that. They never have video of it. Meanwhile, ICE is wearing body cams. They make mistakes. They get in big trouble. She's like, oh, they came in, slammed my head in the wall, called me an N-word. Yeah, right, lady. They watch all their body cams every day. They have managers. But that's all Hollywood. That's one battle after the next where all ICE agents are secretly in a Hitler cult called the Christmas Adventurers, and they worship Santa Claus. I actually finally watched one battle after another last night. I'd read the boil down. I watched it. I was like, this is like Cuckoo Town. Total like secret white supremacist bases and everything. Now, there's secret Somali bases. And I guess it's true. I'm not saying they're all doing it, but there are Jewish supremacist groups that you can't be unless you're Jewish. I mean, there's Muslim groups you can't be unless you're that. No, it turns out the most unorganized people in the world are white people. And that's why we're now the villains and we're the bad guys, because you can just say we're doing everything. I mean, I'm 52 years old next month. I mean, I never got invited to some secret thing other than globalists trying to hire me. I never got this, like, you're white, so you need to be part of the thing. And no white people I know ever got invited into it. We're Christians. We're classy. We don't put down people that are less educated or less fortunate than us. We got to watch out because they've been taught to hate us, but we're going to try to lift them up by example and be good. That's all I got taught. I never heard the N-word used. And I'm not against Northerners. But I started traveling more as I got older and doing reports. And you mean like New York or wherever. And like, the black people are spewing all this racial stuff against every other group. The white people are all talking. I'm just like, dude, I'm not doing it. Like, if I don't like you, it's because you're an individual I don't like. I'm going to stay at your face. I'm just so sick of this idea from Hollywood that Southerners are the ones running around doing all this. Not my experience. I'm just telling you right now. I'm all about, what do you stand for? What do you believe? Who are you? It's like the Marine Corps. You can have Hispanic, black, white. They're Marines. They're brothers. They got a code. Like, that's the beautiful thing about it. That's why I've talked to Marines and went through the stuff. They say that what you see in Full Metal Jacket gave them flashbacks. It's just so real. And the drill sergeant's like, you white piece of crap, piece of filth, you damn N-word piece of crap, just getting you over that stuff that it don't matter. People don't have power over you with those names anymore. Breaking people's brainwashing. It's good. Because you want a unit that's going to operate and be successful, you got to get over all this baby crap. But the left is all about it, folks. These universities everywhere. I see all these videos out of Australia, the U.S., you name it. Five-year-old girls crying. Mommy, I'm white. I'm a bad person. I don't want to be white, mommy. And I have the administrator saying, yeah, we teach the kids their baggers are white. Totally sick, folks. If you call them little black kids and told them they're bad because they're black, that's just as evil. Like, what are we putting up with this for? Screwing those kids up. And so there's political control over them. Now, this is sad, and I got an article, a video out of the UK, where the UK government says inbreeding is actually good. Because even though the Pakistanis are like 3% of the population or 2.5%, they're over half the deformities. It's under Pakistani Islam, most people marry their cousins over and over again. Well, you marry a cousin, you got a 5 times chance of having serious birth defects and a guarantee to have a lowered IQ about 20 points. And you keep marrying cousins, it goes down and down and down. Well, when it comes to inbreeding, the Somalis, especially the ruling class, because they're so elite, it's almost, when you saw Ilhan Omar married a brother, it is almost complete. By the way, you marry your brother, have a kid, 50% chance they're retarded. You see a little bit of that stuff in the Appalachians, a little bit of inbreeding. I mean, you know, those towns, some towns in West Virginia and Alabama, you're like, whoa. You go to the grocery store, there's some weird-ass looking white people, and they look weird, and they're talking weird, and they look, you're like, damn, these people ain't, look at the Somalis, you're like, they look fucking, they're messed up, too. It's the same thing. You know why so many Egyptian dynasties fell? They had dozens of dynasties because they kept inbreeding. She'd have one group came in, powerful, smart, whatever. 5 generations later, man, the kids are dying at an average like 15 years old. You got retarded emperors, retarded pharaohs, you got a problem. So I got that newscast coming up where they endorse the government of the UK says, no, inbreeding's good. You need to do it. So the Somali ruling class, when you hear Somali, that means the ruling tribe. That's the only group they allow over here. They run it. On average, they got a 65 IQ. Now, if you got a 70 IQ, you're retarded. Okay. So it's like a breed of dog that's really great. Everybody loves it. And then they keep breeding the dog. And everybody knows the dog gets sick, gets weird, gets dumb, starts biting everybody because you bred them too many times. It's sad, but it's true. So look at this Somali, this Jussie Smollett lady, claiming all this stuff happened to her. And listen to her say, we're not just bananas and rice. I don't know you eat bananas and rice. I didn't even know that. And I've studied you. You think we all hate you eat bananas and rice. That actually sounds pretty tasty. I like the Cuban food, you know, plantains and rice. I'm getting hungry right now. Maybe some pulled pork. I guess you wouldn't have that, though. So I'm kind of salivating here. And then we don't like it. You eat bananas and rice. Okay. And now, but we are bananas and rice. Again, she's got a 65 IQ, folks. Poor, retarded woman they put up here. Here she is.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. it's a lot. It's like it's an interesting thing. It's very hard to describe what it means to be Somali and what it means to be American. But it's like a cultural fusion. It's kind of like the bananas and rice. You know, people don't really see, like, you know, people don't think, oh, you can eat bananas with rice, but that's what it's like to be Somali and American. It's like that combination of banana and rice, but you're gonna get what I mean.
Oh yeah, we are. Now they turned her to Jussie Smollett. I mean, give me a break, lady. So they make all this crap up. Here's a clip. Liberals stormed a bank, clip 8, headquarters in Minnesota, and started singing to protest ICE deporting illegal aliens. They go and ran. By the way, they hit a bunch of new churches today, too. And these crazy liberals dress up. They wear the skin of Christian churches they've taken over. They come in and then do all this crap like they're victims. Here it is.
We will love our neighbors, we shall not be moved. We will love our neighbors, we shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, we shall not be moved.
Now, all these white people, almost all of them are academics, They've looked their name. They're all run NGOs. I mean, they live in multi-million dollar houses. They fly on private jets. They manage the Somalis, everybody. So when you see these all-white old people, 70 years old, on average, doing this crap, they're there to make sure they keep raking in the cash. And they do all this weird, creepy civil rights stuff. These people are beyond sick. But I got something fun for you. This is a music video that's more of a documentary. Then I'll get into the inbreeding. It's good for you. You didn't know that? Yeah. Marry your cousin. 5 times increase in cancer. Heart defects. Lower IQs. Guaranteed. It's okay. Do it again. It guarantees it. And then all the bad traits of somebody, once you do that, accelerate the crime, the schizophrenia, the insanity. Yeah, folks, inbreeding ain't good. So let's go to this clip. The Somali Walls official music video. This is more of a documentary, really. Here it is. Da, 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 da. Pride to engage in this fraud. It's just true. And we realize the rest of the world's not like that. We got to stop these people, folks. In studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said, sure, he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it. RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimethylene Blue, thealexjonesshow.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
It's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first. And then working out so hard that I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog shit to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
At first flash of Eden, we race down to the sea.
Remember, the globalists hate every second of this broadcast. They cannot stand it. We've got their number. Share the videos. Share the articles. The broadcast belongs to you. Take clips out. Share it everywhere. Support the broadcast. Tonight is the last night to get a limited edition InfoWars shirt. It just says InfoWars with this kind of Stranger Things font. Established 1997. Tonight, every order in Instant at Midnight gets a free shirt. Up to 45% off on Ultramethylene Blue and more. These are incredible products. It takes money to win a war, plus the products are great. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, let's move quickly. I got a lot of clips here. So I mentioned this. Here is the British government officially saying inbreeding is good. Doesn't matter that you have a 5 times increase when you marry a first cousin of all these genetic disorders and things that can kill you. Holes in your heart, lowered IQ is guaranteed, everything else. And you do it over and over again, it gets even worse. Upwards of half of the birth defects in the UK, when only Pakistanis are less than 2.5%, is Pakistanis. And so now the British government says, no, inbreeding is good. It's like saying, shoot yourself in the head with a shotgun is good. Here it is.
The UK is now promoting the benefits of f***ing your cousin.
Britain's National Health Service says marriage and procreation between first cousins can be beneficial, and the risks have been, quote, exaggerated. New documents show that the NHS guidance to midwives states 15% of cousin couples have children that are affected by genetic conditions, compared to just 3% of children born to unrelated parents. However, the guidelines then go on to describe the benefits of cousin marriages, saying it can provide financial and social security and generate collective social capital.
How do you downplay the fact that if you have a child with your first cousin, you are five times as likely to have a negative genetic condition? That's what those numbers say. If you don't your first cousin, you got about a 3% chance. If you do your first cousin, now you have a 15% chance. And I get that if you've been your cousin, you probably don't know the difference between those numbers. But the rest of us in the civilized world, who recognize that banging your cousin isn't a good idea. Those of us who live in countries who have laws against that type of shit, we know that's five times. But now, not only is Britain going, we're going to allow it, but now they're promoting it.
Because they want dumbed down, diseased, stupid people. And then you look at the numbers, you do it again and again and again, you get a Somali. And all the criminal traits just accelerate. You wonder, I got footage of like Muslims just stabbing babies in baby carriages. Their main target, kill babies, kill babies, kill babies. They're just total psychotics. But let's not just pick on Somalis. We've got cases all over the country every day. Fox News alert, a California man, Alexander Sufer, has been arrested for reportedly defrauding the city and county of Los Angeles out of $23 million in taxpayer dollars for the homeless. So you got the farming the homeless, the illegals, all of it. Here's a clip.
After recent warnings about rampant fraud in California, federal agents moving in today, busting a man accused of stealing tens of millions of dollars meant for the homeless and spending that cash on a lavish lifestyle. Correspondent Matt Finn is live in Los Angeles for you. And, you know, folks were warned about this, and lo and behold, here it is.
Yeah, this is it behind me, John. The feds say this man was contracted with the city and county of Los Angeles to house and feed up to 600 homeless people, but instead he was misusing tens of millions of dollars to live a luxurious life. Exclusive Fox video shows the feds' early morning bust here at the L.A. mansion. 42-year-old Alexander Sucker was arrested. Sucker's $125,000 Land Rover was also seized by law enforcement. The feds say Sucker defrauded the city and county of L.A. out of $23 million in taxpayer dollars for not only his mansion and car, but a second home in Greece, luxury vacations, designer clothes, and private schools.
He was living the high life, while the people suffering homeless on the streets with no shelter, no food, they're living out in the streets. People are literally dying. And this guy is out vacationing, buying homes, buying Range Rovers, and going shopping.
Prosecutors say Sucker was supposed to provide three nutritional meals a day to the homeless, but during one inspection, Sucker only had canned beans and ramen noodles on hand. The feds say Sucker lied about various aspects of abundant blessings, including fake vendors, facilities, and the homeless actually getting meals. The U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. says they are actively investigating at least 12 other similar fraud cases here in California. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says there's a tremendous amount of fraud in this state and that today's bust of one man who misused $23 million alone may show how little oversight there is.
Well, let's stop there. Yeah, the Democrats all get campaign donations. They're all part of it, 100%. We'll move on from that. Here's the mayor of Frisco, Texas. That's north of Dallas, one of the richest places in Texas. And I'm not trying to pick on Indians, but my God, they make the Somalis blush. There's way more of them than the Somalis. The Somalis per capita are the worst, but India, 70% of the H-1B visas are India, and the majority of those are one little tribe. And they come in and they set it all up and they run all the same scams, folks, every one of them. Let's go to this report out of Frisco, Texas.
A 450% increase in donations above $1,000 from people with Indian last names. That seems like a red flag to me. Now, let me ask a few questions to the mayor and city council that I don't expect you guys to answer, but I'm going to ask them anyway. Mayor Cheney, for 2023, why were four of your top donors Indian people not living in Frisco or even Collin County and donating $5,000 to you? I don't understand why someone would donate to a mayor that doesn't represent them unless that mayor represents business interests that make them money. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that all of you are in real estate business and those four donors have over 158 businesses registered in their name.
The bottom line is people are awake now and looking. So what's the left want? A civil war. Simple. Here's a bill that's been introduced. This is happening all over the country. Started in New Mexico like 20 years ago. But in more than 20 states, they're hiring illegal aliens to be police. A bill's been introduced in Washington State that would allow illegal immigrants to become police officers. Here it is.
Legislation we are tracking in Olympia is trying to take away the U.S. citizen requirement to become a law enforcement officer in this state. Senate Bill 5068 is sponsored by former Snohomish County Sheriff John Lovick. Senator Lovick's bill would allow non-citizens to become police officers and first responders as long as they are legally authorized to work in the U.S. The measure would also open up these jobs to DACA recipients. Senate Bill 5068 was one of many bills on the agenda for all senators today who gathered on the floor to discuss policies for the first time this session.
And when you go to Italy or Germany or the UK, I saw this decades ago, it's like all the enforcers are foreigners because they'll follow the orders. Here's Mondami. Confirms criminal aliens will be eligible to universal child care paid for by taxpayers. The programs are for all. The exact deficit of California yearly is the deficit just of the health care for illegal aliens, which is all free. Here he is.
Clearly, these are programs for every single New Yorker. These are not programs that are going to ask the immigration status of any one of the children. All of those children are New Yorkers. They should all be enrolled in pre-K and 3K, no matter where they were born or where they come from. And we are also proud to be a sanctuary city. What a sanctuary city means is that we have policies in place, policies that have existed for years in this city, that deny ICE agents access into schools, hospitals, city properties, or even the properties of city contractors, unless those ICE agents can present a judicial warrant signed by a judge. We know that the vast majority of the time, ICE agents are not presenting that kind of documentation. If they're presenting any documentation, it tends to be an administrative warrant, and oftentimes there isn't any documentation even provided. So we want to make clear the rights of every New Yorker that they have.
So now you get the plan. Bring in foreigners, sign them up, create a new domestic army. Here's a video out of Texas. This is what human trafficking looks like, where you see a pile of wood being carried. It's all fake, full of illegal aliens. Here it is.
What do they use these for, do you know?
For the fence.
For the fences?
Yeah.
Do you have anything illegal inside the vehicle?
Oh, no.
No, anything?
No.
Anything illegal inside the wood here?
No, sir.
Nothing at all?
Sir.
Okay. You gave me consent to search the vehicle and everything inside of it.
Morning.
Morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Yourself?
Good. Ready to work?
That's what I'm talking about. Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest for human smuggling.
those again?
And they find all the illegal aliens in there, like, entombed. All right, move to the next club.
I think that's good, man.
We warned you where all this was going over a decade ago. The Met police have banned Walk with Jesus March to avoid provoking the local Muslim community. Then I have videos in British towns where groups of three or four white college students aren't allowed to go to McDonald's. The police say, whites are the criminals. We cannot allow you in groups. Meanwhile, they have the lowest crime rate and the Muslims are murdering everybody. But the police say, you cannot go into McDonald's at 5 p.m. You are white. And they go, what's the law? The cops go, you're going to jail. Remember, they said in the U.K., we're going to put whites in jail now. We're going to, this is it. It's tyranny, folks. It's training you to be a slave. It's moving the Overton window to such an extreme that you put up with anything. So walk with Jesus because the Muslims don't like it. That's banned. Here it is.
And so what he's saying is, if we allow these Christians, okay, UKIP Christians, to march through Whitechapel, the local Muslim community will attack them.
Yeah.
And therefore, we're going to take away these people's right to march through Whitechapel celebrating Jesus because the local Muslims will attack them. What they should be doing is telling the local Muslims, you even think about that, we'll arrest you. And if you do it, we'll arrest you and bang you up for a long time. That's what policing is. You have to enshrine people's rights, not go, oh, my God, these Muslim thugs will attack the Christians. Let's ban that march. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's the exact same thing, that, like you said, that happened in Birmingham, where they banned the Jewish fans from coming because of the threat of the violence.
It's exactly
the same story. And this is why that is not a one-off. It is in every bit of the police force throughout the country because it is the mentality of the top of the police.
Yeah, that's what Craig Guilford said
exactly
at
the same thing.
Home Affairs Select Committee, the emergency meeting a couple of weeks ago.
And I have more videos. I mean, I can show you all these videos all over the country. Girls after school, 4 o'clock, try to go. It's always McDonald's. The cops say, sorry, you're white. You're not allowed to be on the streets. They literally say, and they go, why? They go, well, you're not allowed to. You're like, that makes no sense. It's communism, folks. They're being invaded. They're being taken over. They're being locked down. They're being told you're a criminal because they're not the criminals. This is the takeover. Here's a breakdown from GB News on Trump's destruction of the globalists this week at Davos. Here it is.
The things you never hear about is total primary.
Here, let's stop there. That's clip 10. Now, this is the real question isn't whether Trump is right. It's why Europe's leaders are still pretending he isn't. Giving a damning assessment of the significance of President Trump's slamming globalism in Davos this week. It's an excellent report. Here it is.
Now, this week in Davos, President Trump did something that terrified the global elite. He did not just criticize globalization, he declared that it is over. Standing in front of the very people who designed, defended, and enforced this economic model, Donald Trump said the quiet bit out loud. The great globalist experiment has failed. Failed economically, failed socially, failed culturally, and crucially, it has failed the people that it was supposed to help. For decades, Western governments were told that borders did not matter, nations were outdated, and mass migration was simply progress. That industry could be outsourced, energy dependence ignored, and social cohesion treated as an afterthought. Donald Trump's message this week was simple. America is done with the globalist illusion. Tariffs are back, borders are back, energy independence is back. And the era of sacrificing ordinary citizens for abstract economic theories is being challenged head on. But the most explosive part of Trump's speech to me wasn't economic. It was civilizational. When he warned that parts of Europe are becoming unrecognizable, he was describing something that millions of people can already see and already feel. Not gradual change, not diversity in moderation, but demographic transformation imposed from above without public consent, without public debate, and without a serious plan for social integration. Just look around. Europe's great cities, London, Paris, Brussels, Stockholm, Berlin, are changing at a pace no society has ever absorbed without tension. Entire districts where the native population is now a minority, Many countries now have capital cities that are majority-minority. Schools where shared languages and norms no longer
and it's all been
really
done to
exist.
Bring down the West by design. Let's move to the next clip. This is U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright demolishes net zero fraud. This is such a powerful report. Just Trump pulling out of the net zero Paris Accords is worth it all. Not to mention Kennedy and the rest of it. This is so important. There it is.
The things you never hear about is total primary energy consumption in the United States is now over 72% comes from two energy sources, oil and natural gas. Record high market share, little in addition to volumes. Doesn't quite sound like the dying industry I've been hearing about for the last 15 years. But if you roll over to the electricity sector, it's a very different story. In the oil and gas production segment, declining capital intensity, increasing efficiency, surging production. What's happening in the electricity sector? Surging investments, gigantic amount of monies are flowing in. And what's been the net result of that? Almost no growth at all in the production of electricity, but significant growth in the price of electricity.
It's a feudalist system versus a renaissance.
More expensive, and people don't know where that
policy
is going to go.
Renaissance,
yes, energy intensive industry
or feudalism.
The United Kingdom and Germany are experts at that, and they can tell you. In Germany, they've invested $500 billion, more than doubled the capacity of their electricity grid, and they produce 20% less electricity than they did before the $500 billion investment, and they sell it at 3 times the price.
And Mercedes can't get electricity to build cars.
That is not what the world is going to duplicate. We have just gotten so far off track. Think of our industry, smart, detailed analyzing, physics, numbers, math. But when it comes to climate change, we just check rationality at the door.
Forget it.
That doesn't apply over here. It's only about decarbonizing and claiming we're in the middle of an energy transition. That's just, I think we are in the midst of the greatest malinvestment in human history.
That's enough. Powerful report. Here's Secretary Bessette taking on the globalist dictator of Canada.
I think Prime Minister Carney should say thank you rather than giving, you know, this value signaling speech. I don't know. It strikes me that Mark Carney has gone back to his old days. He was the UN climate czar. He's tried to morph his position. He's saying, oh, Canada's going to become an energy powerhouse. Which of those does not make sense?
He also said that, quote, the middle powers must act together because if we're not at the table, we're on the menu. I think some people are a bit surprised at the relationship between the U.S. and Canada and some of Carney's remarks. This is coming from someone who's been historically one of our closest allies. Do you worry at all about the consequences of that relationship deteriorating, like, for example, pushing Canada to develop a closer relationship with China?
Well, again, his trip to China was scheduled long before any of this, and Canada should trade with China. Canada should trade with China. President Trump said that. So Prime Minister Carney should do what's best for Canada. In the context of the United States, I'll point out the Canadian economy is smaller than the economy of Texas.
All right. Now, here's a compilation of globalists at Davos admitting the quiet part out loud. Here it is.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations.
You do not even have to have elections anymore because you can already predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
Our primary mission is, in fact, to set a global standard for the world for behavior.
What we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina, and so on, so that we penetrate the cabinets.
You want the function, you want the service, right? Why do you want to own a cell phone if you can just lease it? And if you lease, why shouldn't you lease your refrigerator or your washing machine or your dishwasher? Or why do you want to own it?
I propose putting an end to anonymity on social media.
Help them if you want to live, folks.
If a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you, it has a big impact.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our
I got Mr. Beast promoting banning meat. Can I get to that?
Your brain waves.
There's some really interesting research that we can plant false memories in the brain. People believing that they've been at Disney World with characters who are not Disney characters, taking photographs with those characters.
And substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
They are selling us on total dystopia. Just reject them, folks, to the enemy. It's that simple. And stand up and realize you've got to be engaged politically. You've got to support those that are fighting tyranny. Now, today, I'm trying to move back to the model I did like 20 years ago where I hit so much stuff. Normally, I do all this preparation. I mean, you can ask the crew like 10 hours a day. I'm sending them clips, things, calling them. The preparation's so insane. I usually hit like 10% of what we got. We hit half of it tonight. Half. I hit this side. But the most important stuff here, this is all important too. You almost never get it. My biggest frustration is, but I actually feel really satisfied tonight. I hit at least half. We did it. Great job, crew. Send them over 150 clips. You got my commitment. We're moving towards 100% coverage. The problem is during the weekday show, you know, there's stuff breaking, so that gets us behind. But, oh, the stuff we did hit is it's just as insane. Oh, my God. But 50% is better than 10%. I hit 50% tonight, and it's a huge hassle for the crew. The work they do is other people that run shows are like, your crew's the best. They are the best. So support me, support the crew, support your own future. Go now. Make your own personal decision. I told you into gold and silver 27 months ago, and I said it will double probably in the next 2 years. It's what I do, folks. I mean, I'm obsessed with truth. You get our methylene blue, it'll change your life. You get our Shilajit, change your life. You get our CMOS, change your life. Get our bovine colostrum, change your life. Get our ultimate life force for your heart, your body, change your life. You are missing out. You are missing out. When God gives you yourself the real McCoy and gives you me the real McCoy, I mean, I'm as real as it gets, folks. And you don't support it, you're nuts. Go now. Make the decision. I want to thank those that have. They've changed the world. I want to save the 99% of crew never did, listeners. Call you crew because you are. What are you doing, man? Methylene Blue, we got the best. And tonight it ends. You get a free T-shirt with every order. Classic InfoWars, limited edition, established 1997. Every order that ends at midnight tonight, up to 45% off of the supplements. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you. Now, because everything's frozen over in a hellhole out there, Royce White was going to be hosting tonight. We're about to re-air what I just did because we got to get out of here. We're going to battle the ice and the snow and the insanity to get back tomorrow at 8 a.m. With Ron Morello and then myself and then Harrison Spence. Join us tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central. At the kickoff of the show, God bless you all.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better, I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took
10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlbertShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.